702. The Political Desk.
All right, we're focusing not quite on a political issue, I don't think, but it is all about politics in the end, isn't it? Ramadan begins today in many countries around the world, and of course, from tomorrow in this one, South Africa will begin observations there. It's a holy month. It involves, of course, people of the Muslim faith going to mosques for daily prayers, but the global pandemic has changed how it will be observed, with lockdown guidelines in place, social distancing now mandatory. How will Ramadan be observed? And I thought it's an important issue for us to deal with. We are joined now by the first deputy president of the Muslim Judicial Council, Abdul Khalikh Ali. A very good morning to you and welcome to our program.
Good morning, Bongani. Good morning to all the listeners.
This is, of course, a holy month in the Muslim faith, and it involves usually daily prayers, communities, people coming together to observe the holy month of Ramadan. Under lockdown regulations, so much of what is tradition and what people are used to doing is really not going to be possible. How are you going to be approaching it this time?
Well, let me first and foremost express our gratitude to fellow South Africans for always being understanding and being accommodative to the broader Muslim community when it comes to our times of intensified spiritual season. And in this particular instance, the month of Ramadan is indeed that very significant period and time. And in saying that, let me also say that we will certainly adhere to our lockdown regulations and uphold the spirit that is been required from us as South Africans in our communities across the country. In saying that, that is not going to diminish the spirit with which the broader Muslim community will enter the month of Ramadan. So on the one hand, we will be entering the month of Ramadan with lockdown regulations. We may not be gathering at the mosques across the country as we normally or routinely would have gathered, but most certainly with references to upholding the spirit of fasting. Now, remember, one of the significant lessons of the month of Ramadan is to experience the pain of those who don't have, and at the same time also to understand what it feels when people are hungry. The month of Ramadan is a month of generosity. It is a month where we reach out to the broader community and society. And while there is an intensified opportunity for spirituality, it is also a month of generosity and outreach to the broader community. And we are very grateful that the religion of Islam affords us all of these opportunities within the space of our homes, where we can be able to fulfill much of our spiritual intensified nourishment, but at the same time also making use of the various social media platforms to be inspiring our community and to be guiding our community. And then in terms of the outreach, I think the broader Muslim community has really shown once again in the way that they have gone about in the past 4 weeks in reaching out to South Africans. And I'm very grateful that we are of those that can be able to share with fellow South Africans.
I think one of the things that perhaps may be a challenge for many is even the issue of breaking the fast as small gatherings. What alternatives are you thinking about? You've mentioned social media, for example, as something for people to consider. But for people who are used to breaking the fast, for example, in significant numbers, how do people work their way around that one?
So we are advising our people that the reality is we have the opportunity now in breaking our fast with our families and to stay in-house, and where we can be able to unite as a family. And we definitely are not advising people to go out there in their numbers to where they would be in violation of the regulation. So we are very committed in advising our community accordingly.
We'll leave it there. Abdul Khalik Ali, the first deputy president of the Muslim Judicial Council. We reflected, of course, on the Christian community around Easter and at the start of the month of Ramadan from tomorrow in South Africa. It's really not going to be the way things have been done before. But you heard what he has to say, encouraging families to stay at home. Social distancing still matters, even at a time like this.